This is Senator Al Simpson. Leftist rebels have started a new and more violent round of assaults on democracy in El Salvador. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, I feel sure you would join with me in condemning the actions of leftist rebels in El Salvador. The United States has been very supportive of the democratic elections held in El Salvador, but the Marxist rebels have killed any number of local officials. Many of the democratically elected mayors have received death threats, and they are resigning in droves, fearful for their own lives. The rebels are treacherous persons whose actions now clearly indicate they have no intention to give voice to the people. With those lugs in power, there would be no free elections. Not only do they make the political choices of the citizenry, they place no value on human life. Surely we are united in damning the methods they use to achieve power. What side are you now on there, Ted?
Al, the escalating violence in El Salvador is an ominous sign of bigger problems to come. For a decade, Congress and the past administrations worked together with some success. We shored up the moderates in El Salvador with U.S. aid. Under the courageous leadership of President Duarte, government corruption was reduced and reforms were achieved in the repressive Salvadorian military. We insisted on human rights and clamped down on the brutality of the government-sanctioned right-wing death squads. But with President Duarte seriously ill, violence has now crept back up to the highest levels in 3 years. In their scheme to destabilize the country, the Marxist guerrillas have turned to a savage campaign of terrorism and assassination against government officials in rural areas. The best hope, Al, is that with the continuing strong U.S. support, democracy in El Salvador can weather this crisis. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Yellowstone Park fires. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.